Aubrey,
and you're listening to Make Waves.
Swimming through the sea with only half a lung like me. Problems come so easily every day. Making waves so fast, who knows how long we will last. Now let's dive into our past. We're making waves. Let's talk it out.
What's up, bitches? We're kicking off tonight with a special guest and some tequila shots. So say hello to my husband, Colby.
Hello.
We're excited to have him here to play a game with us.
We're starting with the shot.
Yes.
I'm ready for it.
Cheers.
Nobody's going to say Colby. That was quite drunk, so it was actually really good.
Was it different? Whew. We're cheap tequila girls. I'm not spending big money on liquor.
It was a wedding gift to the patron. Okay.
So our anniversary was this week. We celebrated 3 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Colby's kind of the man behind the magic, I would say. He does the techie part, orders all the cords and
Y'all
wires.
Don't know this, but we just got a new setup, so
we did.
We're really excited. I hope it sounds good.
We are the real deal with our headphones and microphone, and of course they just show up at the doorstep because Colby's just that kind of guy. So
me and my husband and Aubrey and Colby have been friends for years, and me and Colby are always the two most competitive ones when we play games.
Oh yeah, the rule police. Rule polices.
Yeah, I mean,
everything has
to be by
the book.
If you don't follow the rules, how do you know who wins? And that's all that matters.
Me and Jane would both probably say, who cares who wins?
Then why are you playing?
We had fun. We showed up. That's all that matters.
The game we're going to play today is, who knows Aubrey better? Her husband or her best friend?
And I am excited to be the center of attention and have the game be all about me.
This is going to be our buzz in sound. That's us slapping our knees.
So whoever buzzes in first gets to answer the question first, but I'm going to hear both of their responses to the questions I came up with, the get-to-know-me questions.
And Aubrey's going to keep score, and we'll find out at the end who fucking wins.
Because that's all they care about. That's why they're here, is to see the winner.
I have to deal with her every day, so I get an extra 3 points.
No. I deal with her every day, too.
She does. I think you get deducted 3 points, because you're lucky to deal with me. So, what is my favorite zoo animal?
Giraffe.
No.
Stingray.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I was so hoping you would remember
you
that.
You touched the stingray.
Absolutely. I feel bad for them.
I was going to answer, but I forgot what they were called for a second.
It happens to the best of us.
Damn. Colby's winning already.
If I could eat one meal every day for the rest of my life, what would it be?
The steak and shrimp your dad makes.
Yes.
Wow. My guess would have been cheese ravioli.
I think that's a good guess. I have favorites for a long time, but steak and shrimp is timeless.
I know.
You know? What are two of my pet peeves?
Being late.
Yep.
I need another one.
Well, she hates Red Bulls and Monsters.
Bang. Energy drinks.
Oh, don't talk bad about Bang.
Definitely at the top list of my pet peeves. What is something that's not a person that I couldn't live without?
So who got points there?
Oh my goodness, excuse me. You both each get one.
Thank you.
You answered first, you can have two.
I'm still winning,
Haley.
No,
we're
it's
even.
It's 3-2.
Oh shit, who's winning?
Colby, just by one.
Damn.
Just by one? Something that's not a person that I couldn't live without. Colby.
Vodka. Or tequila.
Oh, no!
Vodka!
Oh my god!
What bitch
tequila.
Drinks vodka, not me!
You a year ago!
I had like a 3-year streak of vodka or die, and now the smell would make me sick. The smell would make me sick.
You didn't answer.
Oh.
Something you can't live without.
See what I'm saying? The rule, please.
Okay.
I'll never miss a beat.
But you already got the point, so do I get a point too if I get something right?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
So now it's 4-2.
Okay. So we're moving
Still
on.
Still winning, Haley.
So we're moving on. How do I feel about roller coasters? Haley.
You hate them.
I hate them. There's nothing scarier.
Just like a sane person would.
Yes. Am I a clean or messy person? Oh, that was a tie.
Shit, that was a tie.
Go first, babe.
1, 2, 3, clean. You didn't answer!
Oh, I didn't know we were answering on 3.
Oh, I didn't know that was the answer.
That was an obvious
it
question, Aubrey, what the hell?
It depends on if you open our closet doors or not.
True.
Overall, is our toilet not spotless? Come on, that's what we're here to judge. I was thinking, yeah, she's the cleanest girl I know. I'm going to write that about myself.
Shut up.
What is my favorite thing to spend money on? Y'all are right on the money.
Colby got
right
that one first.
Tie.
Marijuana.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Never my answer is going to be negatively. Food. Yeah. I know, I could drop $60 on food. Yeah, no question.
So easy. She hates it. And never think about it.
No.
Mm-mm. So who gets the point then? Colby?
Yeah, I have to see answers first.
Gross.
Wow, Haley, you gotta
I'm losing!
I need to give you some more questions.
Yeah, I do.
Don't scroll and find one for her.
What is the tallest building I've ever been on?
Oh, no. The Seattle Space Needle.
No, I've never been on that. Oh.
Your aunt lives in Seattle. That was my guess.
I don't think you've been on a... you haven't been on top of a hotel, but... Oh, my... we've been in a hotel.
Aubrey is giving Colby hints. You guys can't see, but she's clearly cheating, so neither of us get a point.
That was three flights of stairs. Like we've giving been a you lot one. Higher than that.
No, Colby, we were in maybe the sky.
No.
Colby proposed to Aubrey on what?
I don't know, where were we?
What the fuck is it called?
It's a burn building.
Burn building. So Colby,
he was in fireman school, and he proposed to me at the tallest building I've ever been on top of.
Okay, on top of, but that's not the tallest building.
Okay, I roll C. Jeez.
She did say on top of.
Yeah, on top of. No, that's what I was thinking, like the tippity top, not the biggest place I've ever been.
I was thinking like a hotel.
Yeah. Wow, babe, I really thought I was handing you that wrapped up in a bow. What would I do if I won the lottery?
That was me.
Haley.
Oh. Buy a house.
Yeah, for sure.
Was that the answer? Was that what you wrote?
I was going to say buy a house or create a dachshund farm.
You think that's what I would do with my money?
Well,
yeah, I would love to have one. A rescue, maybe. Help the sick ones or something. Yeah.
I don't like dogs that much.
I don't know. I'd probably buy everybody I know a house. On the lottery? How much should I win?
But the first thing you do is buy yourself lottery a house. You win. So I think I get a point. What's the answer?
Yeah, buy a house. Okay. That's the answer.
What's the score?
You don't want to know.
Tell me!
5-4.
Ooh, am I still behind?
Just obviously.
Okay.
If I had the day off, where would you find me, Colby?
In bed.
In bed?
Or, yeah, in bed, watching my shows or on my back porch.
Yeah.
One or the other. Usually. What is my favorite fast food chain? Kaylee.
This is really hard. I have no fucking idea. I'm gonna guess.
I don't eat a lot of fast food.
We really don't eat a lot of fast food.
Chicken Express.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're fast food.
Then that's the one Colby hates. Yeah, they're fast
Chicken
food.
Chicken Express. Yeah, it's fast food.
I would probably say... Probably Sonic. You eat Sonic.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
I do eat Sonic more, but that's only because you'll eat Sonic. You don't like Chicken Express. But if I had to pick, like, what I would choose to eat, it would be Chicken Express.
It's
yes.
Oh my gosh. Now we're tied?
Oh, you're tied. Okay, so the tiebreaker, this is the last and final question.
Oh, no. This is really heating up, guys.
Everyone's fine, but y'all too. I should make this go on. Are you trying to cheat?
No, I'm waiting.
Getting ready.
Look like you were glancing in the direction of my question.
I promise I didn't see shit.
If I had a warning label, what would it say?
Colby got it.
Wow, barely.
Is there a right answer to this or is it an opinion?
No. It's just who has the best answer.
Okay. So I have to think of something.
I didn't eat breakfast.
That's really funny.
That
Oh, wow.
That was pretty good.
Colby won.
Because that just blankets my entire day. 9 days out of 10.
I can't fucking beat that. That was
who eats
good.
Breakfast? First of all.
Ew.
That was good, babe. Good job. You're the winner.
Answer.
Takeaway.
We'll hear Haley's to be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Warning. I just want to say, like, may explode.
Yeah.
You know? You never know.
May explode. Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That means a lot of different things
highly
for you.
Flammable.
It does mean a lot of different
highly
things.
Highly flammable. That's really good.
Highly funny. Flammable.
I like that.
You could glance in my direction and...
You're going off.
That's hilarious.
Thanks for playing, Colby.
You're the winner. That's your
dream. Congratulations. Bye.
You only came here to win. Bye, babe.
Bye.
See ya.
We're back.
Hello.
I think Colby did a really good job for his first time.
I was pleased with the participation. I feel like the questions I gave him, he had not a clue.
No.
He was not picking up what I was throwing down.
It was harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
Really? I can't wait to play yours.
I know. I'm excited.
I feel like he has really funny responses at the times. You wouldn't expect him to be funny, which is what makes Colby funny. If you know him, you got the jokes.
Yeah. And it was fun to include him.
Yeah.
Now me and Aubrey are going to play two truths and a lie.
Woohoo. You go first.
I go first. Okay.
If you haven't taken a shot of tequila, you should.
Yeah.
To join us. We are welcoming you.
Unless you don't drink, then maybe like do something else. Whatever floats your boat,
yeah.
Baby.
But party with us is what we're trying to say. So you're going to say all three of yours, two truths and a lie.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess the lie.
Yes. My first round.
Round number one.
My ex threatened every guy I dated or talked to for a year after we broke up.
Okay.
My ex drove by my house at midnight, and my mom made me go outside and talk to him.
Oh, no.
My ex pretended to be friends with my brother so he could come around my house for months after we broke up.
Ew.
Those are my three okay. stories.
A creep?
Either way, a creep, yeah. No matter which one's the lie.
Okay. I'm going with the hanging around your brothers.
Yeah, that's the lie.
Oh, it's the lie?
Oh, you thought that was the truth?
That was the truth.
No, it's the lie.
Oh, all right.
No,
all right.
There's two truths and one lie. So
gotcha.
You pick out the lie, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's the lie. That
okay.
was the one lie.
So it was the truth. All the other two?
The other two. He threatened every guy I dated for a year, and he drove by my house at midnight, and
oh,
my mom
no.
made me go talk.
She wants you to talk to
she
him.
She likes him so much.
Oh, man.
He fucking drove by and was like, Haley.
Could he
and
drive a car?
No. We were, yeah, young. His cousin drove him.
Oh, my God.
He was with his cousin and his sister, and then after they left, my mom was like, I wish I could let you go with them.
No,
I don't want to go with him. I broke up with him. I said X.
That's so funny. My turn. I got 3 days of lunch detention for cutting a teacher in line at the Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I have 10 tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I rode on a plane, I was an adult.
Okay. I've definitely heard the Chick-fil-A story before.
Don't, I couldn't remember if I told you.
Yes, so I know that that's true. I think the lie is that you have 10 tattoos. I think you have more.
Nope.
No?
The first time I rode on a plane, I was a baby.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So I really do have 10.
Yeah.
And that's like what? Counting them, getting them.
That's a fucking lot.
I don't know.
And I thought you had more.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't cut the teacher in line at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
I was in front
story.
Of her. And my friends came up to me and they're like talking to me. And they're going to be in line with me. And she's like, you're cutting.
Ugh.
I'm 13.
I'm alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows if they're even buying food? Shut
yeah.
up. Leave
Actually,
me alone.
Literally, they had their food in their hands from
oh,
the hospital.
My gosh.
And she's like, you're cutting in line. A couple of them may have been. I think there was like three total.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I really did get detention. Yeah, my mom really flipped shit.
She did?
Oh, yeah. She had enough. She was like, you're off school grounds. The whole basis of my detention was the fact that I was in my cheer uniform. And I just feel like that's irrelevant in that
yeah.
specific situation. And the fact that I got detention from my cheer coach because I cut a teacher in line, cut in quotations, because
mm-hmm.
I don't think I cut her.
And this teacher was probably her friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I got to class after lunch, she screamed at me bloody murder.
Did anybody else
Hold
get attention?
Mm-hmm.
Detention?
The three of us. Everyone in the line.
Oh.
Who was in the cheer uniform.
Oh.
Not the kid who wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Of course.
Thanks. High school.
Fuck it.
Your turn.
My next one is, when Jaden got me that hamster for Christmas, we told y'all that we took it back to the pet store, but really we let it go at a park.
Oh, you did not let that hamster go in the park. Jaden would not do that. I think that's a lie already.
I hope. In high school, I broke up with Jaden to the point where I changed my relationship status on Facebook.
Okay.
And then I acted like it never happened.
And started dating him again?
Yes.
Okay.
Last night, when Alexis came home from work, she walked in her house and me and Jaden were playing, in quotations, murder. We were pretending
oh.
that one of us was the killer and the other one was like the victim. And Alexis walked in on that.
Okay.
That's
okay.
the other story. Yes.
Okay.
A game.
I'm going to believe that's 100% true. I think that the hamster is a lie.
Yeah.
I
was really hoping you'd believe that.
I would believe that you would let a hamster go in the wild.
I would.
Jaden Cooper would not let a hamster go in the wild. And he'd be like, we're keeping it over.
I was really hoping you'd believe that because it'd be so funny if you did.
And it is very believable of you.
It is.
So I do believe it of you, just not of him. If you said, I told Jaden I took it back, but I let it go, I would think, you didn't do that without telling me. I would have helped you.
I'm not going to go to the park by myself.
No, of course not.
Okay, it's your turn.
My next one is, I've been to North Carolina 4 times.
Okay.
When I was probably like 14, Emma made me so mad, and she was across from the kitchen, and I chunked a fork at her, and it was stuck in her knee.
Ew.
When she pulled the fork out, she had to go to the emergency room.
Okay.
It was that bad. The next one is I put mustard on my cheeseburgers.
Ew. This is hard because I don't know if you don't like mustard or mayonnaise. I don't like
but
either.
I loathe one.
I know you loathe one. But for some reason, I think it's mayonnaise. So I'm going to say that the fork in Emma's knee is the lie.
Okay, that's true.
That's right? Yeah. Yay!
No, it's true.
Oh, that's true?
Yes.
Ew! That really happened?
I've been to North Carolina 3 times.
Oh,
and
so
And I
that's
said
the
4 times, so that's a lie.
Okay. I kind of thought that for a second, but I was like, eh, I don't know.
So the fork was true.
Oh, no! Gross!
I was eating Emma's birthday cake with that fork, and she just set me off, and I threw the fork just right. When we pulled it out of her leg, we were like, it's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I was instantly like, don't tell mom! Don't tell mom!
No. Your mom wasn't there?
No.
Did she see the fork be pulled out?
No.
How old were
you? She
saw
none of it. We were definitely home alone, so like 14 and 12. Yeah.
Ew.
And at the time, I was like, yeah, you're a baby. You deserved it. And the next day, her leg, she couldn't bend it.
Oh,
she
no.
could not bend her leg. And my mom was like, shocked to her core. You need a shot. Something's wrong. And I was thinking, Mom,
oh,
it's
it was
the fork.
What was wrong?
The fork, she needed a tetanus shot.
Okay.
The fork being metal was a problem. And I guess it made her...
No, it was a metal.
Yes. Yeah, it was a metal fork. It was like a regular fork.
Ew.
I mean, it stuck in her like a dart in a dart thing. Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah.
And you were 14?
I was old enough to know better.
Ew! That's the nastiest story I've ever heard.
It's your turn.
Okay. My last round.
Ooh.
I tried to get into a random man's car, thinking he was my Uber.
I
a random
that.
Little boy from our neighborhood walked in our house while I was changing.
Okay.
And one of the parties we went to together, I walked in on a random couple having sex and didn't tell any of you.
What? Is the little boy true?
I think
the party one's a lie, because how would I not know about that? No, 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 no. Okay, I'm going with the party.
What's yeah, you're right. That's the lie.
Thank God.
There's no way that's true. I have a loud ass mouth. Yes, a little boy full on walked in my house.
Oh, no.
Saw me
in
changing my clothes.
In
yes.
House?
In my house.
Oh, no.
So embarrassing. He was like 4. Tiny. He just walks in my front door. I'm in my bedroom. He walks all the way from the front door to my bedroom, opens my
Where
bedroom
do you live?
Door. It was when we lived in the duplex. So, like, people lived next to us, and it was their kid.
And he was confused?
No, he was not confused. It was like they were all outside together, and they weren't paying attention to him. And he just walked in. Like, he was so little, he didn't know what he was doing, you know?
Okay. It's still old enough to scar him. He could walk.
I know. He's probably like, he probably won't remember. I hope not. And then what do? Do you walk the little boy out of your house? Do you take him back to his parents? Like, I didn't know what to do in the situation, you know?
No. Scream bloody murder, because there's a
like,
random person
Jaden,
in your house.
Help! I don't know. I literally don't know how the boy got out of their house. I don't know. Jaden took care of it. I was naked.
My last and final is Rory ran away once.
Okay.
Ran away. I mean, just gone.
Gone.
I was
like,
new for a fact.
She's
gonna
be gone.
One time before I had my cosmetology license, I thought it best to thin Emma's hair out in the kitchen.
Okay.
And my mom had a literal meltdown.
Okay.
And my last one is my favorite part of the day is the morning.
So you thin Emma's hair. What was the first one again?
Rory ran away.
Rory ran away. And then your favorite part of the day. I don't think you're a morning person. I think that's a lie.
That's a lie. You're right.
Good.
You and
the Ew, if you were a morning person, we wouldn't be friends.
No, I'm not a morning person.
I
make the best out of my
exists.
Mornings, but I don't love mornings.
It's a struggle to
it
even
is...
enjoy the morning.
From the time I open my eyes to the time I get out of bed, which is like a 45-minute coffee wake up, it's brutal. Yeah. No thanks. I can't function until then, so. Yeah, Rory did run away for real, and I found her.
Where?
Down the road, like far.
Okay.
And we were trying to have a party, and she killed the entire...
Was I not there? Was it before we were friends?
This was probably like March, the year we got the house, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Everyone was here, and I was
not but me.
I laid in here and mourned the death of my relationship with my dog.
Well, everyone was partying at your new house.
Yeah, they were drinking Smirnoff ice. They're fine. No, I wasn't doing well.
It was the middle of the night, and she was just gone.
Yeah, we let the open the door, and then she ran out, and I was like, oh no, she's gone. We spent like 30 minutes looking for her, and by the time we all, it was like 10 of us, you know? We looked for her for so long that I was like, she hates me. She doesn't want to come home. So I was a buzzkill. I didn't party at all. I was like, what?
Somebody picked her up, I guess?
Yeah, we found her.
The next day or when?
No, that night.
That night?
Yeah. With all the people at the party who were out block looking for the dog instead of block partying. Yeah. She was in so much trouble.
Oh, I bet. She should have been. She ruined your party.
And where is she going?
Good.
She has a great life.
I don't know my Aunt Haley yet. She's not here, so I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm going to go find her.
I'm going to go look for her. It's fucking hilarious. This is probably like 2016. It's like really a long time ago.
The year you moved in.
Yeah.
We're going to answer a few of these random questions just as a fun little add-on to the podcast.
Yes. A closure.
A little bit of a get-to-know us.
We want to say goodbye with some fun questions.
What were the three biggest turning points in your life?
The three turning points in my life, I would say, are getting married young, 19, and buying a business.
Yeah.
And smoking marijuana.
Ours are so similar. I'll tell you mine. Mine are, my first one is meeting Jaden.
Okay.
That obviously changed my life in a lot of fucking ways. I wouldn't be the same person if I didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
When I started working at Spike, so that's what I put as my second one, because I think that's where I met a lot of the people I'm close with today, like you and Yesenia and Summer.
Yep.
That's where we didn't necessarily meet, but that's where we got close. We bonded.
Yep.
And then starting this podcast, and I put / quarantine.
Okay.
Because for me, that means smoking weed.
Yeah.
Like, finding myself. I truly feel like I found myself in the last few months.
I feel
like a whole new person, a brand new bitch.
Brand new bitch.
You could say.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that all those things, like, speak for themselves, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Simple answer to a complicated question.
Very complicated question. The next question is, what are some of your personal rules that you refuse to break?
The immediate one I think of is lying.
Okay.
Lying gives me a lot of anxiety, personally, and I already deal with anxiety problems. So for me, even if it's hard to tell the truth in the moment, I would rather tell the truth than be anxious about my lie, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
I like that too. I think it's a good philosophy, and I think over the years, even my little middle school lies have caused me so much unnecessary anxiety.
Right.
What if I would have just been honest and said, oh, I'm too anxious to do that today, or I don't feel like it, you know what I mean? Instead of making up an elaborate excuse, I feel like I would have been more comfortable doing that than making up a lie and having to go along with it and explain it the next day.
And remember
what the fuck
it.
Ever.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Why lie? Just tell the truth. If you don't want to go somewhere because you're anxious, just say, I feel really anxious today. I don't know if I can leave my house.
I like that.
And I feel like I've surrounded myself with people who will take that as an answer.
And be willing to accept it and move on from there. And I think if you're not...
And be understanding.
Yeah, that's the most
important.
That's
the thing that happens in my life.
Yes, it
is. If I get too anxious, I can't fucking do anything. I'm sorry.
So let's figure out what else we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're changing the plans. What's your answer?
Mine is not surrounding myself with people that have disrespected me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like staying true to myself and not only not allowing anyone to, but not allowing anyone in my life who has disrespected me.
I like that.
Is really important.
Yeah.
And I think that spending time with someone who has disrespected me is a disrespect to myself.
I agree.
And I am not allowing myself to disrespect me.
Good.
And that is a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Sounds
my
like
favorite
growth.
One. Yeah.
Oh,
what
shit.
Things are you most scared to tell your parents? All of the things.
I feel like that's exactly what this podcast is.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my parents don't listen.
But I think my fear is this podcast only because I'm telling the truest parts of myself
that is what I really am.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say that, you know,
to your family. I don't think a lot of people would.
Well, not directly.
I think they wouldn't admit that, but I think that's a common thing with people, that you're a different person with your friends and with your family. And this is really weird for us because this is who I am. Mm-hmm. This is who I am as a person. This is who I am with my friends. And my parents have the full opportunity to listen to this, you know?
Yeah. I don't think it's as much as sharing it as it is them not listening.
Yeah.
And not caring.
We're opposite in that way.
Really?
I'm like, I wish they would never listen. I never want them to listen. So they think I'm the sweet angel that I've always been.
And I think more like if they don't, deliberately don't listen.
Yes. I know you think that.
And they know it exists.
It hurts your feelings.
Yeah, I hate to admit that, but it does hurt my feelings.
It does.
I don't want to think that my parents, of course, you know, they listen, but had the choice to get to know me and chose not to.
I get that.
Even though it may be against a little bit of how they brought me up.
Yeah.
I don't want to disappoint them, but I have to be true to me first. And I want that to mean they're excited about it. Not just like they listened.
Yes.
But they're excited about
it. They care. They want to talk about it. I get that.
That's a little bit of a barrier.
We're very different on that spectrum. Mm-hmm. I get where you're coming from.
We have different relationships with our parents as well. So.
And I feel like.
I crave approval in general.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you do. I do crave approval, but I think I would rather my parents approve me for who I am in front of them rather than for who I am in front of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see.
Like, I almost like having the separation, and I want to bring the person I am right now when I'm speaking in this podcast into my daily life, but I feel like that's an incorporation for me.
Right.
And I feel like that's hard for me. I also want to open up in this podcast and talk about crazy things I'd never want my parents to hear. So it's kind of a safety net for me.
Yeah.
For them to never listen. So a week from now I can talk about, you know, fucking a guy and they'll never hear it,
yeah,
you know?
I agree.
It's different. It just depends on how you, your relationship with your parents and how you feel
it
about
does,
what they think
yeah.
about you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We were also raised very different. So.
We were. And I don't think one was better than the other. I just think that our relationship specifically with our parents are different.
I agree.
And so recording this is different for both of us.
I agree. I feel like you would know that no matter what, your parents probably are going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't respond, that would mean they didn't like it or whatever. That's what your mind would go to.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I would just pray they never listen. And if they did listen, I wouldn't want them to say anything to me anyways. Like, pretend like you never did. I told my parents not to listen. I don't
and
want
my
them
parents
to.
Would be like, I agree with this and that, but here we got a little mixed up. Which is beautiful, I think. I respect the fact that they don't agree. I just want them to like the person that I truly am.
Yeah.
And I don't... The criticism makes me nervous because it is such a vulnerable place for me. And that's hard to just put out in the world. Better yet, put out to the two people that created you.
Exactly, yeah. And if they do listen, hi.
Hello.
How are ya?
But the Baxters.
If they don't, that's cool too. I don't care.
Yeah.
I would rather do not. So if you're listening now, please click off. Never speak of this. Love you.
Bye.
See ya.
My parents? Tune in. Go ahead.
Tune in, yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah, I feel like your parents are. My parents are really chill, and they don't give a fuck about anything, and I know that.
Yeah.
So I know no matter what they hear, they're not going to fucking care.
No. And I know that my parents would listen to me and try to hear my personal side of it, because it's what they've always done. And I think they'd respect me regardless of my position.
Yeah.
But my position may be opposite from them.
Yes. Yeah, you do have differing opinions, and you've changed a lot over the years. And
true.
You do want them to know that side
of you. I don't want to hear about my sex life, so don't listen to the next episode.
Just so you know what my view about sex, so.
Probably don't click on it.
Skip it.
We'd all be better people for it. Okay, so the next question is, what activity do you enjoy so much that it makes you lose track of time?
Lose track of time. For me, that is when me and Aubrey get
drunk
and we talk for hours. I mean, we will start at 8 p.m. and we're like, we have all night to talk.
Yeah.
And then it's 2 a.m. and we're like, shit, we need to go to bed.
Yes.
I don't want to stop.
I think my answer is the same. I literally say, like, I pick you up at noon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, noon is ridiculous.
That's so fucking early. We're stupid. That's how it feels.
But it's like 5 p.m. and we're already drunk, and I have never felt more seen.
Yes.
So
we have everything to talk about.
Yeah.
We finish one thing and we start the next, and we're like, we have to talk about this for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Even at 5 p.m., I'm like, we're fine. It's 5 p.m. And then I blink. And it's 2 a.m. and Colby's like, do y'all want to ride?
No. Go.
And we're thinking, oh, she's not staying the night? This is ridiculous.
It's so funny because Colby will play his games for godly amount of hours. Yes. But he's still the one that's like, are y'all ready to go?
I'm kind of sleepy. Come on, guys.
Can you imagine your boyfriend being like, guys, it's time to go. I'm done playing my game.
That's a lot of hours.
That's a lot of hours. That is like
15 plus hours. It takes so many. He's still our ride. So he still has to be like, all right, girls, come on. We could talk until the sun came up.
We could.
That is the only time that time passes like that.
That is my favorite thing about having a friend.
And I think that's what started our whole friendship was those kind of conversations that we could talk until 3 a.m.
Exactly.
We're like, oh, it's 3 a.m.
And we've said that several times, that that's basically why we started the podcast.
It is,
we do that all the time. When we're getting the feedback, it feels so good.
It does.
I've never had any friends. And then I only had one friend. And now, anytime I get, feedback, I'm like, oh, I have so many friends now.
Probably hang out with us.
Yeah, come over. You want to be a guest on an episode?
If you like tequila, you fit right in.
Or weed. Yeah. Either one.
Both.
The choice is up to you, sweetie. We don't judge.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
It's been really fun to just be light and airy and Let us know some questions.
If you liked this chill episode.
Yeah.
We'd love to do more of them.
We would. I think it's important for you to hear the kind of people we are if you're listening to us talk about the kind of topics we're talking about.
Seriously.
We dive right into the deep stuff and don't say, my favorite color is yellow. You were wondering.
You might need to know that.
You might. Or you might just support women, and we appreciate you listening
either way.
So,
yes.
Thanks.
Also, maybe follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
We'll put that in the description of whatever you're listening.
Tell us you're listening. We care.
We do care. Please give us some feedback, comment.
But either way, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.